ओके। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी सॉ यस्टरडे हनुमान जी ही बर्न्ड द होल लंका एंड ही केम टू किष्किंधा। वाइल कमिंग टू किष्किंधा दे वेंट टू वन फॉरेस्ट वेर यू नो दे वर ईटिंग ऑल द हनी। इट बिलोंग टू दधिमुख। ओके, आई मीन इट वॉज गार्डेड बाय दधिमुख। इट बिलोंग टू सुग्रीवा। Basically, when Hanumanji came in front of Lord Ram was indebted to Hanumanji. The Lord, you know, he always sees for opportunities to glorify his devotees. Like, devotees always want to glorify the Lord, and the Lord always wants to glorify his devotee. So, Lord Rama was so indebted to Hanuman. Lord Rama told to everyone. So, Hanuman, he went through so many difficulties just... And he didn't want anything in return. He wanted only the... he did everything for the pleasure of Lord Ramachandra. Yeah. So first of all, what did he do? He crossed this huge ocean. Not only that, so many obstacles came. You know, he reduced his size to that of a thumb size. Entered into the mouth of Surasa. He came out. And then he attacked Simika, and all so many obstacles came in the path of Hanumanji. But he never gave up, and he never took rest. For whom? For the pleasure of Lord Ram. We all do things. Why? Your mother says, "Can you please bring this for me?" Okay, I will give only if you give me something. Isn't it? We always do something in expectation of something. Okay, I'll study nicely. You should buy a scooter for me. Isn't it? That is what we do. We expect, always we do some service in expectation. That is not love. What is love? And specifically love for the Lord. That is love which you do without any expectations. I'll chant the names of Krishna, not for getting good marks in maths, or not for getting cycle, or not for going to SL World, or not for seeing the best movie which has come in the theater, but for the pleasure of the Lord. Like Hanumanji, because Lord Rama, he was feeling, how can I return him? How can I reward him? I cannot enoughly reward him for the deed he has done, for the amazing deeds he has done. He crossed Lanka. He had to enter into the palace of Ravana. He had to sit in front of Ravana. He had to face Indrajit. He had to face all these man-eating demons. And not only that, his tail was put on fire and he burnt the whole Lanka for the pleasure of me. This all he did for me. And that is why Lord Rama, with full, his eyes was filled with love, and he went and he embraced Hanuman. He embraced Hanumanji. He put him tight to his chest. This is how he embraced Hanuman. Then they decided, now Lord Rama had to reclaim Sita. Lord Rama said, not only this, by giving them, because Lord Rama was just waiting for the message, how is Sita? So this message was given to him by Hanumanji, and Sita over there was waiting, when will Lord Ram come? When will he come to save me? Why he is not coming to save me? And Hanumanji went and gave a message of Lord Rama to Sita. By doing this, he saved the lives of both of them. Because Sita was going to give up her life anytime. Because she was so disgusted with this Ravana. At the same time, Lord Rama was feeling so much separation from Sita. So Hanumanji saved both of their lives. So Lord Rama was so thankful to Hanuman. And then now Lord Rama told Sugriva, all of them, now we have to go and reclaim Sita. Now then they thought, now how can we cross this ocean? It is so huge and so many monkeys. I mean, how can we cross that? At that time Sugriva told to Sri Rama that, oh my Lord, you don't worry. We can, we have so many monkeys. We have an ocean of monkeys. We can cross the ocean, don't worry. So he was giving confirmation to consoling Lord Rama. So Lord Rama got on the back of Hanumanji and Lakshman got on the back of Angada, and they all walked, marched towards the ocean. And when Lord Rama came, between Lord Rama and Sita, what was there? This big ocean was there now. So Lord Rama, wherever he could see, with his eyes, only water was there, only this big ocean was there. So Lord Rama was thinking, how to cross this ocean. In the meantime, Ravana was really disturbed because his full Lanka was burnt. The beautiful Nagari of Lanka, of which he was so proud of that. That full thing was burnt to ashes. So much destruction. So Ravana was really disturbed in his mind. One monkey comes and destroys full Lanka. So he was really disturbed. So he called for a meeting. So a meeting of all the demons. All the demons were sitting there. And Ravana was sitting on a throne made of coral, of crystal. And Vibhishana was sitting on the throne made out of gold. And all other demons were sitting. Ravana said, a good leader is a leader who takes advice from his subjects. So please advise me what I should do with Sita. Please give me advice what I should do. This insignificant monkey has come and disturbed the whole of Lanka. What should we do? So then, you know, basically, you have friends. All of you have friends, isn't it? There are some good friends, there are some bad friends. Bad friends in the sense through the mind, mentally. Not physically, if you hit or something is a bad, not like that. Mentally. A friend is a good friend who thinks good of you. A friend is one bad who thinks bad for you. Now, see how I will explain to this. Now, Ravana, he had all these demoniac friends. One of them got up and said, hey Ravana, why are you so scared? You have conquered Indra, you have conquered these demigods, you have done so many things. You need not fear for this mere Rama. You yourself can finish the whole army. Why are you scared of? So then that is one of his demonic friends told. Another demonic friend again he said, Ravana, you don't have to get scared of anything. You have a son Indrajit who is so powerful and we all are there to assist you. Don't give away Sita. We will all fight and what this mere mortal Rama. We can just kill him, we can just finish the whole army in seconds. You don't have to get scared, Ravana. Shri Ravana ki jai. This is what they all were telling. Basically, these were the friends who were telling Ravana what he wanted to listen about him. Are you able to follow what I am saying? They were telling him those things what will make him feel happy. Were they telling what was good for him? No. They were demons. And then Indrajit said, my dear father, why are you worried with all these things? I myself am enough. I will go and finish off the army and come in front of you. So then all these people were speaking like this. At that time there was only one wise person in the whole. Yes. And that was Vibhishan. Vibhishan got up. He said that, oh my dear Ravana, I am your youngest brother. I really love you from my heart. See, from the time you got Sita in this kingdom. See, in Lanka. Did you see all bad omens were going on? And the crows were crowing so loudly. The wolves are crying. And so many bad things. He listed everything. See, so much destruction you have gone through. So best is, you please return Sita. Take shelter of Lord Ram. He is very compassionate. And you will live very happily and peacefully in Lanka. And when he told this, Indrajit got up and he didn't even respect his uncle for his age, for his superiority. He said, you are a coward. He just directly blasphemed him. He said, you are a coward, my uncle. And you don't know the powers of my father or my powers. How is this you are telling all these things? So this Vibhishana, he told to Indrajit, you are not mature. You are a child. You are not mature enough to, don't you see the results, how Hanumanji came and burnt Lanka. So just imagine if one monkey can do so many things, there is an ocean of monkey there, what they will come and do in Lanka. So then Indrajit, again he was giving, insulting Vibhishana. At this Vibhishana said that for what you are doing, you deserve to die. You are immature, you don't know anything. So because Vibhishana chastised Indrajit, Ravana got very angry. He got up, he was almost going to remove his sword. He said, just because you are my brother, I am keeping quiet. It is better to have a venomous snake inside, venomous snake as a friend, rather than to have a friend, rather than to have a brother who is siding the enemy's army. And you are what you are because of me. I have given you everything. You don't even respect for those things. And not only that, and you are siding the enemy's army. And also Ravana said, if you were not my brother, I would have killed you this moment for insulting Indrajit. So you please get out from my kingdom. That is what he said. And just a little back I am going. Also this meeting the first day was held. At that day Ravana got some outputs from everyone. And then he said tomorrow again we will have the meeting. And in the next day's meeting, who also came? A very special entity came for that meeting. And that was Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna also came to that meeting. Just imagine how big the kingdom of Ravana would have been. Because Kumbhakarna could sit inside the inside the kingdom. So Kumbhakarna, when he was asked for advice, you know what he said? He said, my dear Ravana, you are a great fool. Did you ask when you did this plan? You took Maricha, you did this great plan of making Maricha into a deer and bringing, kidnapping Sita. Did you ask advice for us at that time? And now you are asking advice for us. But still, because we are your brothers and we are your soldiers, we will die for you. We will do anything for you. So this was what Kumbhakarna said. So now Vibhishana, he again, because he loved his brother, once again he tried to advise his brother. But his brother was not ready to listen. That is why Vibhishana gave up everything. He gave up the kingdom, the relationship with Ravana. He gave up his family. He abandoned everything. And with four ministers, he flew to Kishkindra. In 1 hour, he flew to Kishkindra through the skyway. Then, Sugriva saw that these five demons are coming in the sky. He immediately thought, I should get ready. So he got some monkey soldiers ready. The chief of the monkey soldiers, he thought these demons are coming to fight with me. So he got ready to fight with those soldiers. At that time, Vibhishana, he got down from, got down in Kishkindha Kshetra. And then he went, he thought that it would not be appropriate for him to go and meet Lord Rama directly. Because he respected Lord Rama and he thought he was not qualified to meet him. That is why what he did, let me meet Sugriva, who is the minister. So he went and told Sugriva that Ravana, my brother, he has kidnapped Sita. He is very demoniac. So I have given up his relationship. I have abandoned him, my family, everything. And I have given up everything. And I have come to take shelter of the most compassionate Lord Ramachandra. This is what he told. And Sugriva did not believe him. Sugriva, Vibhishana requested, you please go and give this message to Lord Ram that I have come to take his shelter. So, Sugriva, he went inside. I mean, at that time, as I said, Lord Rama along with his monkey soul, all the monkey army, they were deciding how we should cross this ocean. At that time, they were sitting and just planning. At that time Sugriva came in between and told to Lord Ramachandra all about Vibhishana. And he said, don't believe him. He is the brother of Ravana, the king who is a demoniac. And you know, please don't believe him. Lord Rama, he didn't, what did he do? He was very wise and virtuous. So, he consulted each and every one in the army. The leaders. He looked at Angada. Then Angada said that no, we should not believe. Then he consulted everyone. Everyone gave their own opinion. But it was not in favor of Vibhishan. Because they did not believe. It was in favor of Sugriva. And in the end, Lord Rama turned to Hanumanji. He told to Hanuman, I believe in you, Hanuman. What is your opinion? So Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, I feel that you should give shelter to Vibhishan. And we should treat him as one of us. I completely believe him. So then Lord Rama, he told to Hanuman, I also believe in you. And just hear these words what Lord Rama said. They are very powerful words. Lord Rama said, anyone it may be, whoever it may be, whatever it may be, his past, whatever may be his acts, if he comes for to take my shelter, I am always ready to give my shelter to him. And not only this, he said a very powerful statement. He said, anyone, if he or she says once or even that, and gives up everything and says, oh my Lord, from today I am yours. If he or she says that, then I will give full shelter for eternity. Eternity means there is no end for that. I'll give shelter to that person for eternity. That is why I request all of you, now let all of us say to Lord Rama, oh my Lord,
from today,
I am yours.
I am yours.
Okay. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki
Jai.
So this is what Lord Rama said, and that he was ready to give shelter. Not only that, Lord Rama said, even if Ravana comes and takes my shelter, I will give him complete shelter for eternity. Okay. So then he invited Vibhishana inside, and then Vibhishana came and laid flat in front of Lord Ram. He did Dandavat Pranam to Lord Ram, and he hold the lotus feet of Lord Ram like this, right? He hold the lotus feet of Lord Ram, and then he was expressing that, my dear Lord, I knew that by your compassionate nature, and I have come to completely surrender myself to you. And I will promise you that I will help you to in this battle against Ravana. So all the monkeys and Sugriva, they had tears in their eyes. They were seeing how the Lord is so lovable to anyone who comes, even a demon. And not only that, you know what Lord Rama did? I'm sorry. Lord Rama, he ordered Lakshmana, bring the sea water in a pot. And then Lakshmana obeyed the order. And why was that water brought? They conducted a ceremony. And in that ceremony, they made Vibhishana as the king of Lanka. They coronated Vibhishana as the king of Lanka. So someone asks, oh my dear Lord, you said that if Ravana comes and takes shelter of you, you will also award him. So then, it was difficult for them to understand. For this, Lord Rama said, I have given Lanka to Vibhishana. But if Ravana comes and surrenders to me, I will give him Ayodhya. This was the love of Lord Rama. Can you imagine how lovable the Lord is? So this is how the Lord reciprocates with every devotee. And then Vibhishana, he explained to Lord Rama of all the fortifications in Lanka, how everything is situated and how are the chief soldiers over there. And then Hanumanji, he asked Vibhishana, so can you tell us now, how can we cross the ocean? So then Vibhishana, he told to Lord Rama that you please meditate for 3 days. So that you please the deity of the ocean, the Samudra, the deity of Samudra. And then we will get a way for going to Lanka. So then Lord Rama, he sat in meditation for 3 days continuously. Continuously he was meditating on the sea god. But what happened? 3 days, 3 nights passed. There was no sign of anything. The ocean was as it is. There was no sign. So Lord Rama got transcendental anger. Okay? Your anger and my anger is not transcendental. The Lord got divine anger. And what did he do? He removed his arrow, a golden arrow. And he invoked Brahmastra. And he was about to shoot on the ocean. 3 days. 3 days. Some acharyas say 3 days. Some say 7 days. It's according to the acharyas. Different acharyas. Ramayana is revealed in different ways to different acharyas. Okay. So anyway, he meditated for so many days. But still there was no sign from the ocean. So Lord Rama, he aimed that arrow towards the ocean. And because Lord Rama lifted the bow with the arrow, full there was thunderstorms. And then there was a huge wind blowing, and all the and the waves, you know, they were very huge waves, like mountains. Waves were coming like mountains. And all the aquatic animals in the oceans were really disturbed. They were so disturbed, they didn't know what to do. And at that time, the ocean god personified, he came and he came in front of Lord Ram and he begged for forgiveness. And then Lord Rama said, because Lord Rama is very forgiving, so then he said, but I have removed the Brahmastra. You please tell me what I should do with this. I cannot return it back. So then the Samudra Lord said that in the northern side that there are many demons. You please, and they are troubling many people. So you use this arrow for them and destroy their full race. So this is how Lord Rama killed all of them. And then now tomorrow we will see how they build the bridge towards the ocean. Okay? Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Jai.